Much longer. It's been almost a month now, and you haven't done diddly about finding a job. He thought, shut the fuck up or I'll shut you up. But he didn't say it. He wanted the sandwich. You're irresponsible, just like your father said. But I said he's our son, Carl, and we have to help him out. When are you going to help yourself? That's what I want to know. I told you I'd get a job. I've got options. I'm considering my options. Your options. She snorted, went back to building the sandwich. You've gone through 4 jobs this year. What options are you considering while you're sitting here in the middle of the day in the ratty sweats you slept in? I told you they're looking for a stock boy down at the market, but do you go and see about it? I'm not a freaking stock boy. He was better than that. He was somebody. He'd be somebody if people gave him half a break. Get off my back! Maybe we haven't been on your back enough. She layered a slice of bright orange cheese on top of the turkey, and her voice took on the soft, reasonable tone he hated. Your father and I scrimped and saved so you could go to college, and you flunked out. You said how you wanted to train so you could learn how to develop those computer games you like so much, and we backed you on that, put the money to that. When that didn't work, your dad got you a job at his office. He went to bat for you, Jerry, and you screwed around and mouthed off and got fired. She picked a knife from the block to cut the sandwich. Then you met Lori, and she was the sweetest thing. A smart girl, a hard-working girl from a real nice family. We had such high hopes there. She got you working as a busboy in the restaurant where she works, and she stuck with you when you lost that job. When you said how you could get a messenger job if you had a good bike, we made you a loan, but that didn't last 2 months, and you never paid us back, Jerry. Now this last job's gone too. I'm tired of you throwing the past in my face and acting like it was all my fault. The past keeps repeating, Jerry, and seems to be getting worse. Her lips pressed together as she added a handful of the onion doodles he liked to the plate. You're out of work again, and you can't afford a place of your own. You took the rent money and the tip money Lori had saved up and went off to Las Vegas with Dave and that no-account Joe, and you came back broke. That's a damn lie! He shoved to his feet. It was my money, and I've got a right to take a break with my friends, to have some goddamn fun. There was a sheen in her eyes, not of tears, not of anger, but of disappointment. It made him want to punch that sheen away. It was the rent money, Jerry, and the money Lori saved up from her tips, she told me. You're going to take her word over mine? On a sigh, she folded a napkin into a triangle as she had for him when he was a boy. Her dented heart came clearly through the sound, but all he heard was accusation. You lie, Jerry, and you use people, and I'm worried we let you get away with it for too long. We keep giving you chances, and you keep throwing them away. Maybe some of that's our fault. And maybe that's part of the reason you think you can talk to me the way you are. She set the plate on the table, poured a glass of the coffee-flavored drink he liked. Your father and I were hoping you'd find a job today. Or at least go out and look, make a real effort. We talked about it after you went out with your friends again last night. After you took $50 out of my emergency cash without asking. What are you talking about? He gave her his best, shocked and insulted look. I didn't take anything from you. You're saying I'm stealing now? Ma! It wouldn't be the first time. Her lips compressed when her voice wavered some, and she came back with the no more bullshit tone he knew drew a deep, hard line. We talked it over. Decided we had to